Welcome to the Isms and Schisms podcast, and welcome to 2024. I'm so glad you're joining me again for a dive into the varied and weird theological concepts and historical moments of Christian theology. I hope you had a great Advent season. I had mentioned I was going to try an Advent wreath at home with a candle a week, and I thought I'd give you an update on how that went. It went well. But now I've got a little bit of purple wax on my table runner. Also, I won't mention the candle that I threw my jumper onto that almost burnt my house down. But the Advent wreath was really good, and I think my two-year-old really enjoyed it, though I think he enjoyed his bluey Advent calendar more. Whack-a-doo. I've got some really exciting things planned for this year. But my working situation has changed a bit, so my year looks very different to last year. Plus, I'm trying to finally turn my PhD into a book that people would actually want to read. And that's a bit tricky, not least because I don't really agree with the conclusions I arrived at in my PhD anymore. That makes it a bit tricky, so I need to put a bit of thought into that. But all that's to say is that this year I'm going to be kind to myself, and I'm breaking this year's podcast schedule into two seasons of 13 or 14 episodes. So the first episode will be available next week, and then I'll take a break over July and August, and then come back with more isms and schisms in the lead up to Christmas. Coming off the back of Easter, we'll start with a couple of Easter-themed episodes. And then we'll cover topics such as Calvinism and Arminianism, two theological doctrines about election and humanity's role in salvation, the Greek philosophical school of Stoicism and how it is reflected in the New Testament, and why everyone should practice this ancient art. Deconstruction, which is a bit of a buzzword right now, but is actually something Christians have been doing since, well, Jesus himself, and then even the Jews before him. We'll explore some theories of atonement, or how Jesus' death accomplishes the salvation of humanity, Christus Victor, moral exemplar, penal substitution. We'll revisit the Crusades, see what those Crusaders got up to after conquering Jerusalem, dip into Revelation again, maybe have a special guest interview, and try to answer the questions: was Karl Marx actually right all along? And is there actually such a thing as a born-again Christian? Some pretty meaty topics there, I think, some which have quite committed adherence, to put it lightly. So I'm excited. But seeing that you're already here, I thought we might as well explore a really quick but really fascinating ism right now, as a bit of an appetizer. Have you ever heard of stylitism? Well, stylitism, or perhaps stilitism, is the practice of climbing up on top of a Greek pillar or column and then just staying there. It comes from the Greek word stylos, which means pillar, and it was an ascetic practice. I did an episode on asceticism if you want to go listen to that. Basically, it was the practice of denying the self in submission to a divine being or in pursuit of attaining spiritual enlightenment. It was seen as absolute commitment and obedience. In the 5th century, a Syrian Christian man by the name of Simeon decided to climb a pillar, and he stayed there for 37 years.
Whoa!
Food would be passed up to him by buckets, and then he would pass those buckets back down, filled with other stuff. People would come and see him, and he would preach and pray for them. Some other people thought that looked great, and they copied him. So other people started doing it, becoming known as stylites. This particular practice of asceticism doesn't really happen anymore, perhaps because there aren't many pillars anymore. Of course, other forms of asceticism exist, but there is one guy, an Orthodox monk whose name I will mispronounce. I looked it up on Google, and honestly, that actually just kind of made it more confusing. Maxim Kavtaradze currently lives in Georgia, atop the Kutski Pillar, a natural rock formation which looks like a limestone finger standing to attention, surrounded by forests and mountains. He's an old guy now, but lives all alone in a tiny house and climbs this terrifying staircase once or twice a week to a chapel at the base, where he helps people who seek his help and prays for them, before climbing back up to his solitude. If we can say anything about this practice, we can say that these people were, and are, committed. Their dedication is commendable. But the skeptical part of my brain does wonder what the point of this really is. It was seen as the height of holy selflessness and obedience. But I wonder what these committed, passionate, disciplined people could have accomplished if they set their minds to something a little more practical. Even ascetic monks and nuns have provided a lot to the world. I also imagine a lot of them probably got really sunburned. Well, I hope that has wet your whistle, so don't forget to follow, subscribe, like, and share. If there is an ism or a schism you want me to discuss, let me know. This episode was recorded on the traditional lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people. I look forward to exploring our first proper ism for 2024 next week. See you then.